Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and moved into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Austin, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues. Hi, and welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Wow, it's been a great break, I tell you, Christmas break. I haven't been on the air live in about 3 weeks, so I want to welcome you. Look, Spirit gave me something this morning, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to get into our show, which is the Family Quest, the brand, the legacy. But Spirit put something on my heart, and I'm going to roll with it. I want to let you know you are a winner, and I remember this song growing up because we're going to talk about this in the show. You are a winner. I don't want to think you guys are a loser. You were born a winner. So I'm going to play this song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Listen to it, enjoy it, and we'll be right back. I hope it came uploaded correctly because about 15 minutes before the show, Spirit said, you are a winner. You got to play. You got to let the people know you are a winner. So I had to upload it, get the Audacity out, upload it, you know, MP3 it into the studio. So hopefully it comes out correctly. Enjoy. And, guys, we're going to come back with a great show, The Family Quest, Your Brand, Your Legacy. We want to know how that is impacting your child for success. Listen. Okay, that's great. Just give you a little bit of taste of Earth, Wind, and Fire there. You are a winner. Let's proceed with the Family Quest, the Family Quest. I thought about doing this show after we did Your Brand, the new year. Hopefully you had an opportunity to listen to that show last week. The Family Quest really talk about what strength your families represent. And back in the day, and even now, I remember talking about, learning about the Titanic. And the Titanic, the so-called, I'm going to say, rich people, okay, the well-to-do, they would design a crest for their family. And back in the day, I thought this would be something great. Everybody, every family should think about what is your family quest. What will you design to represent your family quest? So let me just tell you what family quest is. You know, we like to start off with some knowledge. so you can get to the understanding and the correct usage. A family crest is usually depicted on a shield and bears symbols representing family victory, strengths, or characteristics. Till on the heraldic crest has some meaning. Colors, shapes, and symbols represent qualities such as courage, faith, and triumph over adversity. And that came from Ehow. You know, you Google Ehow, how to design a family crest. That's what it came from. So I ask you this question, or I ask you these questions. What is your family's brand? Okay? How does that family brand impacts your child? What responses do you get based on your family's name and reputation? What is the legacy left by your ancestors? If you had to make a family crest, now when you think about this, this is very important. If you had to make a family crest, what would the five symbols be? What would you use as five symbols, and what would they represent? Okay, what would they represent? I want you to think about that for a minute, and because I think everybody at some point in time, it's like a house project. Everybody should get their kids to make the family crest and have an idea of what our strengths, what our victories, what our strong qualities are. The great thing about family crest, when you indulge in this activity, you're not talking about operating from a deficit model. The family crest depicts your strength, your best qualities. You know, I can think about having that shield outside the door. And just think about if everybody had a shield outside the door representing their family's best qualities, what would be on your family shield? Will you have a lion to represent courage? Yeah, and I love some of these symbols, like the you have this triangle, this somewhat triangle shape. Representation or symbol that represents achievement. So it's really interesting to get to some of the symbols you can use to represent your family. Now, here's the question. Talk about the symbols to represent your family, but you have to probably determine who's in your family. That would be interesting, right? You talk about, hey, these are the things that represent my family, that things that we use to reveal and I believe to make to be a part of the magnificence of my family. But you have to decide who is going to be in your family. Because you know how some of us go around. We go around, we start Xing people out. We had to talk about family strength. I remember I was doing a family reunion. I kid you not. I was doing a family reunion. And when the older generation would come up from the South, we're in Chicago, when the older generation would come up from the South, you go back. You anybody out there, you can call in. I'll call the number 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. But I was responsible for setting up a family reunion. And there were so many last names. I'm like, where did this name come from? And everybody knows my maiden name is Cooper. Okay? But I was in my 20s, at this family reunion, and somebody said, no, your name is Porte. And it was amazing because I had cousins who told me, well, you're not really part of the family anyway. I was like, what? Your last name is Porte. Your real last name is Porte. I had to go to my mother. I said, Mama, what is going on? So when we sat down and we was trying to do this family tree, I was like, oh, my God, because your parents would come up and just from the South, and if something happened back in being the South or whatever, you know, they was coming up North to escape some of the things that were going in the South, they kind of like just changed their name. So it was kind of amazing. And you didn't really know. I was like, how many people or last names are there really? Okay. So it's just an interesting experience. And then to just solely focus on the strength. So give me a call if anybody else ever had that experience. That has to be kind of unique, I would say the least. But in this lesson, I want you to think about those five things, okay? And I'm going to go on and tell you, when you were born, you came into this world as a winner. I don't want anybody to be in bondage by their family name or their family brand, to think, wow, I was born into a messed up family, or I'm not living up to my family's reputation. I want to tell you, before we get more into the family quest, because I'm going to talk a little bit about what I think my family quest should be. Born a winner. You were born a winner. You came into this world as a winner. And I talked about this before. The way one is typically conceived in this world, the sperm fertilizes the egg. But let me go back and say the winning sperm fertilizes the egg. And you start your life on this earth as a winner, or at least tied for first place if you're a twin or a triplet. Yeah, then some communication occurs within the egg and the sperm between the DNA to form a certain type of body. But before you were encapsulated within the body, you are a spirit, and some may say you are just a ball of energy. And I always think about like this: when I was conceived, that sperm hit that egg, boom, that energy, and then it said, let's give this person this type of arm, leg, and so on and so forth. Okay, and now I'm born into this family, right? So I come into this world as a winner. I'm born into this family. And I need to know, man, I understand my nature. My nature is a winner. Okay? I start off as a winner. But now it's about how I'm going to be nurtured and what is the family brand. And I want you to think about that. We're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, I want you to think about that family brand. That's amazing. What is your family brand? And if you're parents out there, I want you to think about, is the family brand helping or hurting your children? Everything we do in classroom DNA, we talk about how to help our children reach their fullest potential and get a high quality education. But when we send our child into the world, has our family brand hurt them? Is it helping them? Do we need to change it? Let's have an honest look at our family brand, because although the family quest is positive, the family brand positive or negative, it can open doors or shut doors. So let's go to commercial break, and we will be right back after commercial break.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Author Lenore M. Johnson comes to her new book, 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Tips, the helpful checklist guide to all things considered workforce readiness and social media smart. This readiness guide attempts to assist the job seeker with a plan to better your career with the use of digital technology and social media. So purchase your copy of 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Steps at Amazon.com. Also available for Kindle and Audible downloads. These books are flying off the shelves, so make sure you get your copy at www.amazon.com.
Have you been injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or dog bite incident? Has a loved one been injured or killed as a result of birthing negligence, nursing home neglect, or a work accident? Legal-Chicago.com helps Chicagoans find the right lawyer for free. Our work is making clients whole after they've been wronged by the negligence of others. Our work is connecting Chicagoans with the right lawyer for their case. Legal-Chicago.com's mission is to put cash into clients' hands. Legal-Chicago.com. Visit Legal-Chicago.com for a free consultation and membership to our network of attorneys.
Black America, why are we still afraid? Black America Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions by Sonia Cassandra Perdue is now available on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. Can you answer the tough questions? Pick up your copy today on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. And let's get tough.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Okay, and welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. How are you today on this Saturday, January the 10th? I'm going to give a shout-out to my brother whose birthday is today, and yesterday was my son's birthday, and then I got my grandbaby's birthday coming up. Wow, January is a great month of cake and ice cream and celebration in my family. The family quest. When I think about my family's quest, okay, I think about some of the things that we probably could put on a shield and some symbols to represent these things. I hope my brother's listening. He's an avid Facebook user. Yay. Probably want me to do some more shout-outs while I'm not. Honesty. I think that would be one we can all say. Non-gossipers. We don't tend to gossip. We're achievers. We are very determined. We're courageous. Gosh, my mother, I could tell you some stories about her. A little 5 foot 2-inch woman boy shoes. Very courageous. Completers. Analyze. I remember sitting in front of the TV once, and my mother really taught the skill of analyzation, how to analyze things. And she would, we would listen to these statistics. And when we would hear 40%, she would say, well, what does that mean? You'd be like, well, that's 40% of the population. She said, well, suppose they only ask 5 people. Okay? So you can make up statistics, but you have to look at the raw numbers to really analyze what the statistics mean. Now, there is one Family Quest accomplishment that I will put down because I saw, remember I told you before I was raised by divorced parents, I saw this, and I saw my mother transition. And, you know, there are 5 of us. The great thing, I want if anybody ever did this, give me a call if you have. You have about 5 or 6 siblings, and you really see the different parenting styles as you go through the siblings. So at the top, you have a sibling that expressed certain characteristics because that's what the parents, that's what they were exposed to. And then by the time you get to the bottom, the last child, which would be me, there's a whole different set of, not different, but there are other characteristics. Things may have been modified. And what I noticed in our family, for the most part, at varying degrees, we are peacemakers. And I like to say that because we do. We don't really engage in a lot of negativity and chaos. And I call peace and prosperity my twins. I believe that if you can have peace in your family, everybody will prosper. And I've said this before, peace does not mean without conflict. That's not what peace means. Peace means that when conflict occurs, solution generated is based on the highest good for the individuals involved. Again, the resolution generated is based on the how for individuals involved. So the conflict, and you're going to resolve the conflict paying on the highest good for the individual involved. Everybody walk away win-win. You have set the 3-1 to be prosperous instead of tearing someone down. So those are the things that I look at as far as my family quest. And the peacemaker will really show up if I just look at my immediate family. You know, people who actually came household more so than my siblings and my parents. So that peace, my mother also saw her modify, transition from one thought to another school of thought. And so family quest. Now, here's the key. I would like to say that's our family quest. I truly believe it. But more importantly, it's believable. I think when you meet the majority of the people who came through my mother, born through my mother, that's 5 of us. For the most part, we can use a label 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8, okay? Think about 4 or 5 of those are consistent, or that the piece and a couple other ones that would totally be in reference to be the family, that peace and prosperity. It's believable, okay? So I think about, I want you to just run out and get 5 symbols and say, this is a part of my family. Because one thing about your family quest, you have to, is this stuff believable? And your family quest believability is going to be based on the family brand, okay? Your family brand is what makes your family quest believable, and your family can be positive or negative. That's a great place to stop and go into a commercial break, and we'll be right back. I want you to think about that. So instead of just running out, getting 5 symbols, and thinking about, well, this is my family quest, when you put that shelf there to show that these are the things that we are victorious in, the characteristic was positive, because your family quest is not going to show anything negative, it's not going to show a deficit, then guess what? Your family brand is what supports it. It has to be believable. If your family brand doesn't support it, then your family quest doesn't mean anything. Okay, let's go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Phyllis Austin, founder of the National Parent Education Center. When I first started this organization, I wanted to make sure that parents understood what a quality education is and what it looks like. Do you know that most state constitutions only provide for an adequate education? Here at the National Parent Education Center, we help parents create and receive a quality education for their child. Please support our efforts by making a $5 donation. You may donate more, but please donate. Visit TNPEC.org and donate now. Thank you.
For Classroom DNA show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559. Again, for Classroom DNA show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559. Hi, welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. We're talking about the Family Quest, the brand, the legacy. Okay, your Family Quest, the brand, your legacy. And we talked about what a Family Quest is. Family Quest generally was depicted as a shield that represented the five most magnificent things of your family, your victories, your triumphs, courage, qualities. Okay, and it was very colorful because colors represent certain things. If you're a New Thought member and raised in the church, or that feel familiar with New, if you're familiar with New Thought, then you know that each color represents something. Most people know about colors: red, life; purple, power; of course, pink, love; white, purity. Okay, so you kind of know that colors have a certain meaning, which is very important. So when you design your Family Quest and you put these five magnificent things, and usually don't have more than five character things that represent your characters, these symbols, maybe have some words in there too. And if you monitoring, listening to the show via the internet, you'll see some examples of Family Quests, and they tend to be colorful. Some have animals representing certain qualities like the owl, wisdom; the lion, courage; some have the people, and so some even have words. Okay, and this is great. I was telling people when I went to see the Titanic exposition, what was so great about that was how some of the more wealthy people will have their Family Quest printed on the back of a printed on their plate, their silverware, and it was just great how they will put that symbol there to represent what the family is great in doing and what that Family Quest is, the significance, the magnificence of the family. And we talked about the family brand because your family brand gives credibility to your family. If your family brand is messed up, then your Family Quest is not going to be believable, because unlike the Family Quest, which tend to show your strength, family brand can be positive or negative. And you know what your family brand is based on the response that you are getting. Okay? I think about the children. And I'm going to use my children, okay, since I birthed them. I can use them as an example. I think about them. Sometimes they will introduce me to people. I love when they introduce me to adults because it kind of tells me their brand. And my children's brand, when they introduce me, they would say, "Oh, you're the mother. You have such a nice daughter, such a nice son, and they are so talented and everything." And I'm like, "Wow." Usually I say, "Well, you got a good brand going on here, right?" Mm-hmm. Greatness vice versa. I listen to Take Time Out. Some of the grown-up people take time out, and they say, "I just met your child. They're doing great and everything." And the same parents, your parents' brand. You know, you're so-and-so's child. You ever had that? My brother had a brand in high school, and he might not want to share his brand in college, okay? But his friend in high school, as soon as I walked through the door at Lindblom Technical High School in Chicago, I should say as soon as I walked through the door, But when I went into the choir, the only thing I wanted to do was sing in the choir. And as soon as the person over the choir saw me, he set me down at the piano and said, play, because I know you can play because your brother. I'm like, that's my brother's brand. That's not my brand. Okay? That's my brother's brand. That's not my brand. And I watched my mother being able to get us into certain schools. Well, get me in a certain school because of her brand. Okay? I had a friend visiting from New York over the holidays. She stayed with us a couple of days, my daughter and I. And she had her daughter with her. Her daughter attends school here in Atlanta. And she said, you remember the nod? I said, yeah, the nod. And we was talking about the nod because they talked about it on Blackish, but this is totally different, okay? You will have a nod. If your parents wanted to get you in something, they will go to somebody who knew them and knew the person to give you the okay, like the gatekeeper, the person to open the door. Okay, and they would shake their head and say, you know, this is so-and-so's child. And if that person was going to give you what you needed, they'd start shaking their head too, like, yeah. And we talked about the nod on many occasions because there were times when, I'm going to give you a specific example. There was a time where I needed to get my child into a particular school. I'm not going to tell you which child because then you kind of figure it out. But I needed, in both cases, I had to get them in a particular school, okay? And this is how the family brand or the parents brand can help the child. And literally, never forget, my child was in kindergarten. It was in pre-K. And I had filled out the paperwork. Come to find out, I didn't know I had to go through an administrative process to get the child in kindergarten. And the secretary runs the school. If you don't know that by now, the secretary is the person who runs the school. Get to know the secretary. They get to know you, your child, the family brand. A lot of things positive. Please don't ever go up to the school and mess with the secretary, okay, or the administrative assistant, because that is the key person in the school, okay? That's a nugget for you to remember. Don't ever forget it. So I went to the secretary. I said, wow, they want me to go through a whole administrative process. And the secretary stated, hold on. The secretary turned. I never knew this person was the principal. Okay? The secretary turned to the principal and said, you know so-and-so with the head shake. You know so-and-so. And started shaking the head. And she's shaking her head, and I'm shaking my head, and all of a sudden the principal starts to shake her head, and guess what? In 5 minutes, a button was pushed, and my child was in that school in kindergarten, okay? The family brand, it can impact your child positively or negatively. So when you go someplace and you start acting a fool as a parent, and the child, you want something, and people look, and you start shaking your head yes, and guess what? People start shaking their head no, and no door is going to be open because of the family brand. So I want you to think about the parents' brand, the child brand. That impacts you, okay? And when your brand is the truth, okay, when you understand that your brand really impacts your child, you have to make sure that you are operating in a respectable, in a righteous way. Before we go to our last commercial break, I want you to think about something. I always wonder about foster care kids. It's always something I wonder about because I myself. Is the number of kids in foster care due to the whole family being incapable of supporting that child, or is it due to the family members don't want to bring in the child because of the mess it may create? And not that the child is a mess, okay? But sometimes people don't want to invite your child over. Mm-hmm. have your child in their presence because of the brand. They know it's going to be chaotic. The parent's going to come over here and act a fool. Okay? So you have to think about this. Even Ezra, I said it before, true statement. I'm telling you the truth because I want y'all to get a high quality education. There are times when you sit there as a teacher and you're sitting there and you're like, I had opportunity, and you're trying to figure out who, you know, you open it up to everybody, but you have to write that recommendation. Okay? Now I have to be fair. When the opportunity comes across my desk, I tend to tell everybody. I tell them what the qualifiers are. What, if they say you have to write a recommendation, I always say this. I get to choose. And sometimes, matter of fact, quite often, that recommendation that I choose to write for a student is based on the brand that that student has developed in my class or in the school. Now, I'm like, I'm not going to say it's best. I just say, you know, you might have to get somebody else to write that recommendation. And that's the way it is. I got hit with a brand once. I shouldn't say I got hit with a brand. I remember applying to a certain college, Fisk University. I had to say that. And I got a rejection letter. I'm like, how can I get a rejection letter from Fisk? Well, when the letter came from Fisk, it wasn't really about me. It was about a family member. I like to say that. A family member was probably listening. Like, wow. I mean, that was kind of interesting. I love my family members. But sometimes you can associate with people. You're like, your brand is kind of messed up. And you know this. You have family members who say, I'm going to introduce you to my friend. You're like, well, no, don't introduce me because you probably lied, did something to this person. I don't want them to know I'm associated with you. Okay, we're going to come back and talk about the family legacy. Okay, but think about that. The great thing about the family brand, you can change your family brand. We're going to talk about that. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about legacy and start to wind the show down. But again, feel free to call in, 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And we're talking about the family crest, which is based on their family brand. And then we're going to mention the family legacy. Talk about a little, explore the family legacy with her.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Austin. You know, parenting is very difficult. I don't know too many parents who can raise a child to 18 years of age without getting stuck, not knowing what to do. So I would like you to visit householddna.com and view the Household DNA Parenting Pyramid. Learn about the 7 principles of parenting, 4 of which you should be actively doing every day. Next, visit phyllisaustin.com and click on the Power Bookstore for great parent resources. You can pick up my latest book, God Has Not Forgotten You, written for teenagers and college students. While there, get your copy of my ever-popular book, From Parent to Power, Don't Parent in Fear. Visit PhyllisAustin.com today for your book and parent resources. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to Classroom DNA. I'm Phyllis Austin. I want to thank you for joining us on a Saturday morning at our new time. Yes, 10 a.m. Central time, 11 a.m. Eastern time. Okay, it's a great Saturday. I love to do it on Saturday mornings. There are a lot more parents out there. We feel we're going to increase our audience, so that's great. A family legacy. The family's birthright, inheritance, gift. I love to talk about the legacy. Because your inheritance, you know, what your parents and what your family left for you. And, you know, let's put that to a side because those are things, okay? And I said this in my book, From Parent to Power. The great thing about having an inheritance or a gift or birthright, especially when it's a good legacy, you know, I was born to so-and-so, so-and-so, I got access to you. I heard a minister speak, and I like to listen to motivational tapes. And they said, boy, one thing about raising girls versus raising boys, girls are expensive and they will eat away your pocket. They can find a way to get your money. That's about the truth. Okay. I had posted a video earlier making on Facebook. And the thing about boys and girls with kids, they know, and I used to do this as a kid, they know when their parents get paid. They assume you get paid, I get paid. You know, that's that legacy. Your inheritance, the gift, what do you have access to purely based on you being born into a certain family. Okay? Isn't that wonderful? Okay? And some of your legacies are great, but I want to think about, when you think about something, like I stated, you are not bounded to your legacy or your brand. You can change that. And I think about the Martin Luther King and his birthday we're going to celebrate soon in the month of January. Martin Luther King, his brand, his legacy is so great that his children can't mess it up. Now, I say that with a lot of love. I say, he talked about the kids, King. No. But, you know, we're in Atlanta, and every now and then, the King fans come on TV, they start bickering. And I just think about how big, I'm like, they're going to mess up their father's legacy or their brand. But when I look at it, the King legacy and brand is so big that anything associated with Martin Luther King is just so great. Now, the children's kind of, they might dent it. But they're not going to dent it to the point where it's ever going to be, to me, it's ever going to depreciate, okay? I think his brand is so unique that anything they do is going to be a separate brand because his was just so awesome. Now, stated before, what I say to kids in the classroom, kids that go through a lot of stuff in our classroom, and I tell kids, especially teaching, being highly involved with older students, high school students, and they start like they got a lot of stuff on their plate, and I always give them a math problem. I say, take the number, I say, how old are you? They say, I'm 17. I say, okay, subtract 17 from 77, what do you get? They say 60. I say, well, you know what? You got 60 years to do it your way. If you come out of your youth, your minority, into your majority age group, 18 above, you come out of your youth with your full mindset, with your mind intact. You get 77 years as you, when you once you step into adulthood, you got 77 years to do it your way. Okay? You don't have to be bonded by your family brand if your nurturing has messed you up. Okay? In other words, if you were raped, if you were fed properly, whatever. And I think about some of the things that my mother and my parents told me that slaves went through. And they were able to overcome it because they understood one thing. They understood not who they were, but whose they were. And I stated earlier that your natural state is a winner, and I played the song by Earth, Wind & Fire. That's your natural state. But what the heck will be your nurture state is based on your family, who you're born. So there is, and I think about this, sometimes you just have to act like you don't know people. So there is a nature family crest, God, and then there's the nurture family quest. That's who you may be linked to as far as your earthly family. You are in bondage to your earthly family's brand or your legacy if you feel that something needs to change. Keep in mind, you can change your family brand and create a believable family quest. It's up to you. And how you start is the same way we started when we talked about last week. The truth, it doesn't change. It doesn't change. If it's the truth, it doesn't change. Say what you mean what you say, do what you say, let your word be your bond. Start showing in your character righteousness, okay? Don't get stuck on people and family conditions that don't represent you. I remember speaking with someone, and we had just a great conversation maybe about 10 or 12 years ago. And the person said to me, you know, we were raised in the same household, and I don't understand how they turned out like that. Okay? And she wasn't saying that she had the best household, Whereas one person is willing to make it a challenge to say, look, I can do better than this. The other person made an excuse. This is what I'm limited to. When you understand that you are a winner and your spirit was here first before the body that which your spirit is encapsulated in, you understand that them is for you. Okay? So keep in mind you can change your brand. You can start reaching out. Sometimes you have to move away. And you have people, they start to fly and they say, well, you know, their family is like this, but that other one, boy, that person's great. You know, or, you know, don't talk to the mother, talk to the son. Don't talk to the son, talk to the mother. Don't talk to the sister, talk to the brother. Don't talk to the brother, do a deal with the sister. Because they understand that there are many dynamics. And although the family, the family is so diverse and so unique that each person has their own family brand regardless of what the other person is. So you don't have to be tied to a situation just because you were born in that particular family or in that situation. You can change. And I tell the kids in school that especially if you come into your majority years with your mind intact, you can do great things. So keep in mind, you can change your family crest if it's not working for you, okay, by changing your brain. And know that you have a backup family crest, okay? Your backup. You got a backup. Yeah, you got a backup. You of God, okay? There are no limits on you. Before there was, before somebody decided what family going to be born into, you had the physicist energy down there, okay? So you have a – so your nature family quest, that – okay – people, you have this backup and you can use this. So don't get stuck on how you were raised in your family and family and in the family which you were raised in. Don't get stuck on brand. If you want to change your brand, change it. And if you want to know how more about changing your brand, new you, new brand, listen to last week's show on your character. Now that we've come to the end of the show, I want you to five symbols. Think about your brand, and probably in about 6 months, I want you to share what your five symbols for your family quest would be, okay? Look at, ask yourself, am I helping my child with my brand, or am I my child? Because these are the things that all hack your child in the classroom, in life, and can help them get that education, that high life, that quality life and reach potential or hinder them. I want to thank the classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we thank you very, very much for having you here and listening. It is always an honor. So I truly appreciate it. Okay, we're going to play a commercial, and we're going to sign, leave with, well, let's go right to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's leave Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay, great. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. All Black, all news, all you. Listen to Classroom DNA with Miss Phyllis Austin and Touch It Up with Molly B. Weekly. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com for showtimes. Interested in joining us as a broadcaster? Send us an email at cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. That's cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer.